Hi, good evening. How are you? Well, I was invited to be here to tell my story as an immigrant. And I come from Mexico. The city is Michoacán. And the reason I kind of would like to speak about my story is because we all are different. We all are come to this country in as immigrant in a different ways. All right? In Mexico, I study everything like elementary school, then high school, and then I had the opportunity to go to the architecture school. All right, at this point I thought, well, my life is going to be in Mexico, I'm going to be here my entire life, and we make plans. But those plans change. All of a sudden you find yourself in a certain situation that you never thought you were going to be. So, as an architect, I was hired by the government in my a small town. It's called Ciudad Hidalgo, Michoacán. So, I was a little bit disappointed about the way the government in my country kind of make business with the whole thing. So, I thought, you know what? I didn't go to the school to make weird situations. So, I thought, let's try United States. So I came to this country, and believe it or not, I had the chance to meet people that had an interior designer firm. Then I started working in that company. I never thought that something was waiting for me a little bigger than that. All right, they had a lot of projects with people like George Bush. They have in Miami. I started doing a lot of projects for a lot of people, very important, like Batista. I don't know if you know who Batista was. He was the one before Castro in Cuba. So I started doing all those projects, and I never thought that what I studied in my country was going to help me a lot in this country. So a lot of people think that we come to this country just for because we don't have the knowledge to do a lot of things. A lot of people, when they saw me doing the blueprints and stuff, they asked me, do you know how to do that? Because they knew I was Mexican. So I kind of felt a little bit of prejudice, you know, like racist. And I felt it. I felt it in my own way. Then I had to prove that I knew what I was doing, all right? And so, bottom line is, I had the chance to be an architect in a country that I never thought I was gonna be. Things that I learned in my country, for instance, I learned how to speak English when I was only 6 years old, and to learn how to speak English in a country that just few people speak the language, it's a little bit different. A little bit different. So when I first came here, and I remember I went into McDonald's, even though I knew how to speak English, I asked for potatoes. And they said, oh, you mean French fries? So I thought, okay. So then I started kind of assimilating, you know, things that changed my stuff. But the thing that I really want to say here, that not all immigrants from Mexico or some other countries, not all of us came here with no education. A lot of us came being somebody already. We just make this country greater. Thank you.
What museum
do you think your personal story should go in, Carlos? Oh, did you bring a thing with you? There's a tiny thing. Wait, what is it? Okay, come back up here for a second. You're not done. But just tell us what it is very quickly.
All right. This is the Holy Infant of Atocha. All right? It's an image that my mother gave me since I was a kid. And the real meaning of this image, I know it's a teeny tiny, down the road, I found out that this image is very significant for travelers. My whole family is in Mexico. My brothers, sisters, and my parents, even though they are gone, they never thought that they were going to have a guy like me immigrate to United States of America. We all thought that, as I said a while ago, we were going to stay in our country and we were going to be happy ever after. But now that it comes to my mind, this means an image that takes care of travelers. And even though I didn't travel a lot, but the meaning came to my mind now. And we can see how life kind of has a lot of meanings for you, and you sometimes don't even realize how important those things are. How my mother in the world knew that I was going to be a traveler. All my parents and sisters and brothers are down there. They never travel, and I am here. And from in a country that I never thought I was going to be.
Is there a museum you would put that in?
What
is that? If you could put that in a museum, where would you put it?
I really wouldn't have any idea, to tell you the truth.
Anything at all?
Yeah.
What about museums for travelers?
That would be great, yeah. You gave me an idea, huh? You had an idea already.
Or an architect.
Or an architecture, I don't know.
A place for architecture inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.